So we're going to start and try to finish the second parak now. And most of the time there's like two dots in the middle of the parak. And it starts with the word ubezeh, the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, the last word on the line. So just to remind ourselves what we spoke about last time, we were talking about the Chelek HaKamimal, the Neshama, and every single Yid, and how the Neshama of every single Yid is always Be'etzim Mekushar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even though that there's many different Madrigas of Neshamas, many different Madrigas of Neshamas, but every single one of them is still connected to its source. And we brought down that there's three Madrigas. There's the Moyach of the Father, which is like Kiviyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's the Moyach of the Ben, which is the Siddiqim, and then there's like the Tziponayim, and everything in between that and the Moyach, which is the rest of Klal Yisrael, down to the Tziponayim, which is like the Amei Ha'aretz. And all of them are really connected still with their Shoresh by the fact that they're still connected with the Moyach. Since the Tziponayim, or any other limb that any other Yid might represent, is still connected to the Moyach of the Ben, so Mamela, therefore, it's still connected also to the Av, to the Father. So with that, he continues, and he says, "Ubezei yuvan, maimer Rabbi Nesinazal." With this, we can understand what Chazal say, "Ala pazak ula davka bayu." Chazal say, you should connect to him. Chazal, they ask, "If he efshar the odom the davik b'shchina, is it possible for a person to connect to the Shechina?" And they answer, "Shekol ha-davik b'tamidei chachamim." Anybody who connects themselves to Talmidei Chachamim, Mala Allah Vakozav Kiilu Nidbak B'Shechina Mamish. The Torah looks at him as if he is Mamish connected to the Shechina, as if he's Mamish connected to Elokus. Ki Ayedei Deveka B'Talmidei Chachamim, through being connected to Talmidei Chachamim, Kishuras Nefesh Ruach V'Neshama Sha'am Ya'aretz, the Nefesh Ruach V'Neshama, which we'll explain at a later point, these three Madrigas, that the Nefesh Ruach and the Neshama of the Ami Ha'aret are Miuchedes and their Kishurois, they're connected B'Mechus and Arishon in their original Mechus, B'Shorshan Shebe Chochmi Ilah in their Shoresh, which was the Chochmi Ilah, the Hain of the Chochma of Hashem, Shehu Yisparach, the Chochmos of Echad, V'Hu Amad, V'Hu Hayodeh, like we said yesterday, like last week, that they're still connected through to the Mayach, through the Tamidei Chochamim, the Hainu, by the fact that we see, okay, yeah, there's all these different madrigas in Klal Yisrael. There's all these chalukim madrigas in Klal Yisrael. There's the Mayach, all the way down to the Tziponayim. But because a person is connected to a tzaddik, he's connected to a Talmid Chacham, that connection makes him that he's madubik now also to the Shechina. A Talmid Chacham allows him to be connected to a place which is much higher than him. So I want to explain before we go Vayter and we finish the parak. I really want to break this down a little bit more. This idea of connecting to tzaddikim before I go on and finish the parak. It's really like another part of the rest of the parak, and I feel that this is a very important Indian in Chassidus of Siyazat Shemaya. So just before I get into it, so we get to understand what is a tzaddik, and what does it mean being miskasha to a tzaddik. What are those two things? Alright, a person, we think about the Beis Hamikdash. Pretty soon it's gonna be the 3 weeks, it's gonna be the time for you know, thinking about the Beis Hamikdash. And the Tisha B'Av, what is the Beis Hamikdash? What makes the Beis Hamikdash so special? Alright, there are many binyanim, many buildings which were beautiful, unbelievable. Can you imagine the palace of Ahasuerus? How amazing the palace of Ahasuerus was? It was unbelievable, and all the kings in of the past, where all of their palaces were unbelievable, where I'm sure they were beautiful. So what makes the Beis Hamikdash unique? What makes the Beis Hamikdash special? The answer is, and it's probably Pashit, is that in the Beis Hamikdash, there was Hashoras HaShechina. The Shechina was in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shechina wasn't in Ahasuerus' palace. The Beis Hamikdash was unique in that the Beis Hamikdash had Hashoras HaShechina. Beis Hamikdash was unique in the fact that there was a Shoras HaShechina over there. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a dir b'tachtonu. He had a place to dwell in this world. His Shechina dwelled inside the Beis Hamikdash. Unfortunately now, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're lacking our Beis HaMikdash. So who takes the place? What do we have nowadays as a resemblance of that? That's the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are like the me'ain, the mikdash me'at that we have nowadays that resembles the Beis HaMikdash. Like Chazal say, "Vasli mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham." Person has to make themselves into a Beis HaMikdash. V'shechanti b'soicham. Chazal darshan, read the Ashlik darshans. B'soicham lo nemar. It doesn't say b'soicho rather. It doesn't say inside of it. It says b'soicham. Kol echad ve'echad. Every single person is a makom mikdash, but the tzaddikim, they really made themselves into the highest level of makom mikdash. They are the makom mikdash nowadays where the Shekhinah resides. This is what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, Shekhinah lo odla ela ba'astra de tzaddik. The Shekhinah doesn't go except in the place of the tzaddik. And similarly, Chazal say, Bekol ozla de tzaddik haya ozli, Shekhinah ozlas imahin. And any place that the tzaddik goes to, that's where the Shekhinah goes to. Because the tzaddik, he is the Beis HaMikdash of our times. He is where the Shekhinah resides now. There's no makom mikdash. The tzaddik is the Beis HaMikdash of our time. That's where the Shekhinah lies. So when a person goes and he connects to the tzaddik, like he says over here, if you look at the lashon of the time over here, it's ki'ilu nidbak b'shekhinah mamish. He adds in this word mamish. A person who goes and he connects to a tzaddik, he's medabbing himself to a tzaddik, is ki'ilu nidbak b'shekhinah mamish. He's there. And they point out it's not a guzman. It's not just I say guzman in English.
Exaggeration.
It's real. The Shekhinah is by the tzaddik. That's why you have something called Aliyah Regel. Aliyah Regel, and the pasuk says you go to Aliyah Regel, you go to the Makom HaMikdash, Madar Golem, and what happens? You go to see Pnei Adon Hashem. You go to see the face of Adon Hashem. I mean, you're going to see the Shekhinah. That's what it means. You're going to have a pegishah to going to see the Shekhinah. But Rizmana said, we don't have that. Because I'll tell us what? Bechayv adon lekabel p'nei rabba b'regel. A person is, has to go be mekabel p'nei rabba b'regel. Why does it have to go be, why do I have to go to my Rebbe? Why am I going to my Rebbe? Because the pshat is that the tzaddik, the p'nei rabba b'regel, they're going to be mekabel, is going to be mekabel the same in, they're going to be mekabel the makom mikdash. They're going to be makabel to Pnei Shekhinah. It's a different madriga, it's a different world. It's the makom Shekhinah. So you got to go on regals to be makabel Pnei Rabu, because that's what it is. It's the Pnei Shekhinah, it's the makom Mikdash now. So that's why you have to go to your Rebbe, Rishas HaRegel. That's also why we say every single time in davening, every single Shemona Esrei, three times a day, we say, there's a whole order in Shemona Esrei. And Chazal punkt, what do they have? V'la Mashinim, and then Al Tzadikim, and what comes after Al Tzadikim? Yerushalayim Yerucham Nachman Tashuv. Why? Maybe it should be beforehand Al Tzadikim. Maybe we should start with Al Tzadikim. Maybe we should talk about the Beis HaMikdash at a different point. Why are these two things connected? Because Al Tzadikim leads us right into Yerushalayim Yerucham. Because when you're go to a Tzadik, when you're by a Tzadik brings you into a different world. He brings you into a different place. He brings you into the Makom HaShekhinah. That's the madriga of Tzadikim. Ki'ilu nidlak b'shechina mamash. If you're connected to the Shekhinah mamash. So there's a story. It's one of my favorite stories because I think it really hits home. That the Hiligat Divrei Chaim from Tzanz, he was sitting, he was having tish, he was having his yoich, he was having his soup. Divrei Chaim was known that every now and then he would go into Dveikas. He would just go. Dveikas. And the Divrei Chaim was eating his yoich. And when he was eating his yoich, all of a sudden he went into his dvikas. Gone. However long it was, a while, say a few hours, after his being lost in his dvikas, he turned to the chassidim and he said, Nuvi Halpin, where are we holding? And they said to him, we're holding in the middle of the soup. Holding in the middle of the soup. So he said, ah. He said, by the Noam and the Melech, he would be having his yoich, he would be having his soup. And he also would go into his dvikas. He also would go into his dvikas. But when he would snap out of his dvikas, and he would say to the olim, he'd say, "No, where are we holding?" They would say, "We also don't know." That's a tzaddik. Not the Divrei Chaim wasn't tzaddik. He also took them to places. But the tzaddik, the highest madriga of what a tzaddik does is that he's magal of the Shekhinah by every single person. He takes you to a different place. A yontif by a tzaddik. all these different things by a tzaddik, it ain't a doyme to what the real madriga is. That's what it means by to be makasha to a tzaddik. But that's on a very high level. That's on a very high level of connecting to a tzaddik. There's more basic levels and more level which could relate to us. In that madriga, when it comes to the Shekhinah, a person just has to do his avodah. I'll speak more practically what it means to kasha to tzaddikim. But this is the voda, and Mamela, a person, you know, he gets taken away by the tzaddik and the tzaddik the voda. However, I just want to bring it down a notch. Hare, now that the lights just turned off, it's going to be a little hard to see. The
what was the Yerushalayim? Why the what we say tzaddikim and Yerushalayim?
Al tzaddikim and then Yerushalayim, because the tzaddikim in the madriga of Yerushalayim. They're the one, Yerushalayim is talking about the Makom HaMikdash. Because since they're the ones who represent the basic Mikdash of our time, Memela, they're connected to the Makom, connected to the Bracha of Yerushalayim Yerucha. Because that's what they are. Like, they resemble that.
Why first? Because that's what we have in Mizmanina?
You could say that, yeah. So that's like on a very deep level of his Kashrut to speak in. But now there's another way to look at it. And I want to try to bring it down a little bit more. So, there's a drushas of Ram that I'm showing him. Like we said, that a tzaddik is a basis of mikdash, and he says it very clearly as well. The Ram says, "Ain suffik, there's no doubt, shiroi shenamin, that we fail to believe, shekemosh bezman basis of mikdash, just like it is in the time of the basis of mikdash, haya hama'oin hahu hamekudash, mokom mukhon licho sheva nevo v'chachma." That the Makom HaMikdash was a place that it was ready that those who would come there, they'll be able to be masig higher levels of chachma, higher levels of nevuah. The basic Mikdash was the place you come to and you are able to grasp higher levels of chachma, higher levels of nevuah. Kain roi, so too it is fitting. Shu hanavim ha'chasidim muchonim lekabel shava. So too it is the nevim, the chasidim, all the chachamim as well. That they are also all the people who come to a tzaddik, she'adshav emtzi usam yushpa hasheva huel amuchanim lekach lekol bnei doyrom. That they also, that through them there should be a hashpa to anybody who's ready in their door. Ve'koshkein le'oisam, and koshkein to those sheheim miskarvim aleihem u'mishtatvim imayim. So to those who are mekarvim to them and they're mishtatev imayim. Those who come and they're mishtatev to the tzaddik and they're makasha themselves to the tzaddik, it should work the same exact way as the Beis Hamikdash. That just like the Beis Hamikdash comes and gives you higher hasagas in Yiddishkeit, opens up your chachma, opens up the kodesh nevuah for those who have neviyah. So too it is a person who becomes into the cell of the tzaddik, who comes in around the tzaddik, and makusher, especially like he says around those who are mekarev to the tzaddik, all the more so will make a hashpa on him to open up his hasagas. Because this is what a tzaddik does. A tzaddik opens up and brings the people who are around him into a deeper world. Rav Nachman says a beautiful idea. He says that a tzaddik is known to be, he's somebody who's miyached shemayim va'aretz. He's the one who connects the shemayim and the aretz together. So Rav Nachman says like this, that there's some people who feel that they're shemayim, that they're tzaddikim already. And they feel like they have major hasagas. They feel like they're already shemayim, they feel like they have major hasagas. But the tzaddik comes, and he's mekasher shemayim aretz. So what does he do? He takes them and shows them that really, where are they? In the aretz. That they're really in the makom aretz, and they haven't even started getting anywhere. But then there are others who they have no hasagas. They have no hasagas. Where are they? They're in the aretz. And they feel they have no hasagas. But where is he mekasher them to? The shemayim. He's mekasher them to the shemayim. Because he opens up a new channel, he opens up new doors to anybody who feels that they're in the aretz, to open a new door to show them, look, there's the shemayim in front of you. And the sky's the limit, as they say. Shemayim's in front of you. That's what it means being around a tzaddik. He brings you into his world, past, okay, there's this high madriga of also being makashi to the Shekhinah, but Pashat is showing you that there's a deeper world, there's a higher world of Yiddishkeit that everybody has to connect to. It's like a person, I heard a mashal from Hilig Yid, there's two people, and one person, he works in a grocery store. And he's making, in the grocery store, $20 an hour. $20 an hour. So in a grocery store, there's not so much room to grow. You're stuck in the grocery store. You know, there's not as much room to grow into the company. But then somebody's working in a major firm. But guess how much he's making? Also $20. He's also making $20 an hour. But what does he see in front of him? He sees all the potential that he has in there. He sees all the growth that he can make. Because he is in a totally different world than the guy who's in the grocery store. Because when you're connected to something which is bigger, so connecting to something which is bigger allows you to see also things which are bigger. And when you are able to start seeing things which are bigger, things which are higher, and you are opened up to that, mamela, you'll have shivas to want to get there. Because you'll see it in front of you. So you'll want to grow and you want to say, I want that. I want to grow in the company. If there's nowhere to grow in the company, you're not going to have any shivas to grow in the company. But once you see that there's room to grow, because you see how far and how deep Yiddishkeit is, how deep connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam could go, because you're in around this person who's so connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mamela, all you want to do is you also want to keep on growing. You also want to keep on steiging. You want to be able to get to the top of the company. Is that clear? Any questions?
Where was it driving around?
I have to look. I don't remember. The Siddiqim, they speak out really how far really this Kesher goes. This Kesher goes so deeply how Makusher every single person is with a Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is like the shortest of his Nefesh. The Tzaddik is like the shortest of his Nefesh, allows him to see deeper. That's why Klai saw what happened. They went into the Yam. The Yam was huge Hasag of the Yam. Right? What did they see between the Yam? Zeh Keli Ben Veyu. Zeh Keli Ben Veyu. Until even the Shivcha Al Yam, she was able to say Zeh Keli Ben Veyu. Everybody, they saw Zeh Keli Ben Veyu. And in fact, the Targum over there says on the Pasuk of Zeh Keli Ben Veyu, Ba'avnei Lei Mikdash, build for him a Mikdash. Zeh Keli Ben Veyu means build a base of Mikdash. But how did the whole Parsha of Zeh Keli Ben Veyu start? How did the whole Parsha of Ozeh Shir start? What was the Hadama to the Zeh Keli Ben Veyu, to the Parsha of Ozeh Shir? V'yaminu ba'Hashem u'v'moshe avdo. V'yaminu ba'Hashem u'v'moshe avdo. Because a person's hasaga could be much deepened, could become much deeper by being makasher himself to first to v'yaminu ba'Hashem u'v'moshe avdo. And Moshe represents the Klois of Tzidikim. Chazal, sometimes when in the Gemara you find that one Tana will say to another Tana, Moshe Shapir comes. Moshe, you said good. Not Moshe, it's a bai, whatever. No, Moshe. Why? Because every tzaddik is mekusha to Moshe, and just like by Moshe, we find that the Zohar says like this, and it's also midrashim. It's the isha achas yalda shishim ribui. There's one lady who gave birth to 600,000. Umanu, who's that? Who's the person? Who's the lady who gave birth to 600,000? Which is shama with 600,000 people? Moshe. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. The shokel ke shishim ribui. The Moshe Rabbeinu is shokel. He's like connected 600,000 yidden of his door. Because the tzaddik is the shorish, like just like we see over here in the Tanya, the tzaddik is the moyach to the sipornayim. And when you're makasha to the tzaddik, you're makasha to your shorish, and that allows you in your avodah now, when you learn and you daven, because your avodah is not the tzaddik's avodah, doesn't mean you don't have any avodah of your own, of course. It means that you shtag, and you learn, and you daven, but that takes your avodah, and it brings your avodah to a new place. It takes your avodah to be able to say, oh, zekeinu ben veyu, the sky is the limit. He takes me from the earth and he shows me the Shemayim. He shows you that in the company there's much more room to grow. So now, practically speaking, there's really two ways. There's really an ikker way to be makasha to speak it. The Tanya says this, and Rav Nachman says this. I've heard it from my Rebbe. And in every generation, there's tzaddikim. Lo alman yisrael, that's what I'm saying. We're not alone. And the tzaddikim at every door that a person could connect to him. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to have a relationship, a buddy-buddy relationship with them. It doesn't mean necessarily, it's not what it means necessarily. But there are certain criteria. One is that he needs to be a tzaddik. He needs to be a tzaddik, meaning not every Rebbe necessarily is a tzaddik. Every Rebbe is Heilig, every Rebbe is Geshmak, and every Rebbe is important for Hadracha of Hulu. But a tzaddik is a person who, like we said, he's the Makom HaMikdash. He's the Makom HaShechina in this world. So a person A has to look and try to find, everybody has their tzaddikim which they can connect to, where the Shekhinah resides by them. And that comes from a lot of tefillah and having a shtreikikus towards that. The person has to think about that and explain it. How could I connect to that? How could I find my tzaddik? It's a great big avodah. But then there's your avodah also to have, like Rav Nachman says and the Baal Tanya say, to have an ava towards a tzaddik. That's why you don't need to have a relationship. It's dependent on your ava, on your love towards him. Like we know, ava is gematria echad. Echad, connecting, being one with. That's what it means. You have to have an ava towards him. But what it really means practically is that he's your role model. You look at him and you say, I want to become like that. I want to become a tzaddik. I want to have, he's my role model and I want to grow as much as I can. Where I'll land, I don't know. But he's my role model and I want to be like him. That's what it really means, a real kesher to a tzaddik, is that you find a tzaddik, that he's your role model and you want to become like him. You want to serve the Baruch Shalom like he serves the Baruch Shalom. He's your role model. That's a kliyas union of tzaddikim. Any questions before we go on? Clar?
Well,
Adafka,
a living
tzaddik. Part of one of the there's a Rebbe. And a Rebbe means that you have somebody you're that's madrich you in your everyday day-to-day life. But there's also an union of being makasha to tzaddikim who are not alive. Because he could be your shorish neshama. What you're really doing is you're connecting to your shorish. In Brussels, that's really the big union. Nachman's always the Rebbe. That's why it's very emesic for Basil Chassidim to go to him and really be makashat him, because he's the Rebbe. He's their Sharish Neshama. And it's completely emes, and they have to listen to that. And that's where they're makushat to. And that's also, people, even by connecting to Sfarim, it's a different world. But when you connect to a tzaddik, I think, who's alive, and he's being makashat, and you're makashat yourself to him, meaning, will you be able to be makashat through tzaddikim, but through learning Sfarim? Let's say first makashat to the Nami Melech. So you might be able to have a connection of being makasha to the Shekhinah or whatever, a very deep kasher, but there's to be opened up certain hasagas, maybe that you should be able to be shown different ways of how to serve Hashem in a deeper way, that you might need to connect to a tzaddik who's alive. I'm not saying for sure, but a tzaddik who's alive. It's like a person who he davens every single day. He davens every single day, he davens Shmoneh Esrei every single day. So a person could say, you know, am I really davening? I'm trying to daven. But when he goes to a tzaddik, he sees that the tefillah is a completely different tefillah. It's a completely different tefillah. It's ain't no daima to the tefillah that he's davening. It takes you into a different world. It's a different world being able to see the hasaga and seeing what's going on in front of your face. Fine, with that, let's continue. So now we're really going back in the Tanya itself to the previous part of the parak, which is the neshama. We said every single neshama again is makusher, absolutely makusher to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So he's bothered now by akasha. Umasha kasa b'zayar. I saw this explained different ways. I'll explain it in one way. Umasha kasa b'zayar u'b'zayar chadash sha'ikar talishi kalish asma b'shas tashmish. Dafka Masha Inke Mene Ami Aaron. So the ikr is the Bishas Tashmish that a person is supposed to be Mekadish themselves. Masha Inke in the Ami Aaron. So unfortunately, speak out that he's bothered over here. And until now, we were saying that every single neshama is Makushar and he's a Chedek Kamimah is Makushar. And it's not really totally new. Every neshama is Makushar. Every neshama is connected. And it doesn't make a difference which madriga you're on. You could be the Mayad, you could be the Tipur Naim. It doesn't make which madriga you're on. Who cares? I'm always Makushar. But it's and everybody's always makusher equally. But im kain, how could it, we're saying over here that it's tali b'shas tashmis of the av and the aim on the madriga of your neshama? So it sounds like not everybody is connected equally. So how does that work? So he answers, "Hanu mishum she'ein lechol nefesh ruach v'neshama she'ein lo levush v'nefesh ta'atmos avi v'ima." The pshat is that your father and your mother, they give the neshama a levush. Meaning like this. There's the neshama. The neshama is very, very lofty. Neshama is ruchnias. The guf is physical. So everything needs to have like a mamutza, an in-between between the two of them. To connect ruchnias and gashmis, you need something to bridge the gap. So that bridging the gap is called this levush. Because a levush really does two things. Because if the neshama is so great, the goat can't connect to it unless you hide a little bit of the neshama. But you still need to have the ability to reveal your neshama. So what does a lavush do to somebody? A lavush, on one hand, acts as what? A covering over a person. It covers over the person. But you could tell a lot about a person by the lavush that they wear. A person who's rich, more noble, he wears certain type of clothing. He wears more dignified clothing. A person who's a pauper, he will wear less dignified clothing. Because your clothing, they're magala to those who are outside, a little bit of who you are. So too it is this lavush of the neshama. On one hand, this lavush allows the neshama to be covered over, but also allows it to be nizgala, that the goof should be able to move kavalat. So the lavush you get from your mother and your father. And in the lavush, there's different madrigas. So in Hakanami, your neshama might be this grois neshama, this huge, massive neshama. But because of the lavush you got, it might not be nizgala properly. To the goof. Every mitzvah that you do is through that lavush. Every mitzvah. Because every mitzvah is to be magalu you the koyach of your neshama to the guf. So therefore that lavush allows that neshama to come out. All hashpa that you get from shemayim, it all comes through the channel of this lavush. If you mekadesh yourself, also b'shas tashmish, then you're also going to be able to bring down this lavush to your own children. Even if this is a huge neshama, tzricha the kiddush aviv, he needs to have a kiddush aviv, he needs to have a proper lavush. Ava neshama atma, but the neshama itself, you can have this huge, massive neshama, that he could be inside of a person who's a very low person. Why? Because the neshama is not tali in you. The neshama that you get is tali in the Rabbanu Shlom. But the levush, that's tali in the father and the mother. So therefore, you could have a very poor levush that came from a father and mother who are amei art or atzan, let's say. But the neshama that you got could be a huge, massive neshama still. So the neshama is not tali in you.
How's he defining good or bad levush? Like, what's a good
lavush
or a bad
lavush? A good lavush and a bad lavush is how much your lavush will allow your neshama to be nizgala into your guf in a proper, healthy way.
Meaning what?
Meaning what? It's hard to, I don't know how to explain it so well. It's a hard thing to explain. Kamosha Kazav Ariza, he calls up the Kutei Torah, the Arba Time and Mitzvahs, Parshas Bereishis. The Hainu, we have the neshama, we have the lavush of the neshama. So just to speak out, the kol is everything. We have tzaddikim, and we spoke about how tzaddikim, a person has to be makasha to tzaddikim. We spoke about tzaddikim, they're like the base of Mikdash. Now the makom hashchina in this world, and a person is makasha to them, like the Tanya says over here, it's ki'ilu nidlak b'shchina mamash, and it's as if he's mamash makasha to the shchina. But even aside from that, even though there's a concept called being makasha to the shchina, but a person being makasha to a tzaddik also helps him to be able to have higher hasagas. In fact, that chazal doesn't just say being makasha to the talmid chachamim, it even says to the talmidim. That the talmidim, a person who's makasha to people who are makasha to tzaddikim, at least that's the first step, because it helps you open up your hasagas by being makasha to people who have higher hasagas. It's also very important. So a person who's makasha tzaddikim, he has a deeper connection with the Shechina itself and his own personal avodah, and B, it allows him to have a higher hasagah to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a much deeper way. And that comes through wanting to connect to him, through wanting to attach yourself to him by wanting to emulate him, and that he's your role model. Should be zoche siyata d'shmaya, that every one of us should be able to find our tzaddik and have yishtok because to want to connect to our tzaddik and be able to open up deeper hasagahs of himself, and even if not, still try to open up your hasagas and try to find the talmidim, to at least to open up your horizons, and you know, the sky's the limit, to try to find that. Shout out to Shmaya.
Very good. There's a very fine line to this sketch for Sadiq. Can we take it in any context?
Very
good. And it can go down like Mamjah.